The following message is brought to you by Capital City Baptist Church of Port Moresby. We exist to bring glory to God by knowing Christ and making Him known. If you would like to visit our church, we hold multiple services on Sunday mornings, starting at 9 a.m. We are located between Motukea Wharf and Edai Town. Pickups are available 709-1000.
All right, well, we're going to go to our scripture reading. If you've got your Bibles there this morning, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read verse 7 together. If you're at home, please get your Bible out. Let's read the Word of God together. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir to the righteousness which is by faith. Brother Eric.
Well, good morning, church. I pray and hope that you're well this morning. And for those who are at home and viewing with us, thank you for your faithfulness. Pray that the Lord has a message for you this morning. As we have seen in our text this morning, it is by faith that Noah is seen in the New Testament. And so I'd like to speak on Noah, and I'd like for us to draw a couple of lessons from the account that Noah has, the Bible has for Noah. So if you can bear with me this morning. To be honest with you, there's a lot of butterflies in me, a lot of butterflies, and so just bear with me. Now, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. This morning I'd like to speak on a message titled Believing God in an Unbelieving World. You believe on Papa God inside on this world, not man, you believe again. That's the message this morning. So in the New Testament, the Bible has in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 a whole list of Old Testament saints. And among them, we have Noah. Noah is also among the saints. The Bible begins with Noah's account with the words, by faith, by faith. So this morning, I'd like for you and I to look at this idea. The idea that faith pleases God, nothing else. I'd like us to see this message with that idea. Faith pleases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So let's look at this sermon with this idea in mind. Hebrews 11 is tied to Genesis chapter 6. So I'd like for you and I to go back to Genesis 6, and we can use that to see the message this morning. It is by faith that Noah was being warned of God. Without that faith, God wouldn't have spoken to Noah in the first place. It is because of that faith God spoke to Noah. But look, it is not Noah's faith to begin with. It's a faith that God had placed in Noah because Noah trusted in God. We will see that as we go.
So Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 and 9, we will read that paragraph after Hebrews 11, and we will go from there. Genesis chapter
6, verse 8. The Bible reads, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. He was imperfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. In case you didn't catch that, let's read it again. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Notice it is in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Before God destroyed this earth, before God destroyed the first civilization, God
came and spoke with a man who was ready to hear God's voice. That was God. And so
God was sorry that man turned away from him in his heart. But we come to verse 8 and we find that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why did Noah find grace? How did Noah find grace in God's eye? Well, if we go back and read the Bible, we will find that Noah believed in God. Noah had faith in God. You see, in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 26 to 27, the Bible talks about as the days of Noah were. And the Bible says that men were gluttonous, all like kaikaitas all. Men were drunkards, or like green beaters all. Men were fornicators, or like sleep with them, merry in a merry blown all. Men were adulterers. Women were adulteresses. And men and women were selling themselves so that they can make a living. And as the days of Noah was, so shall coming the days of man be. The Bible places it that way. And the Bible says this was what was happening before the flood. And if we can take a step back, we will see that all this that was happening before the flood is happening now in our generation. God is going to destroy this world with fire and brimstone, and it's going to come. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Man is totally wicked. Man is totally wicked. He rejected faith in God. You see, God, in that time, it was before the flood. It was a time when God created heaven and earth perfect. And Adam and Eve, Adam sinned, and they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. But the earth that God created was still perfect as God created it. And so the man in those days enjoyed God's perfect creation. They enjoyed God's blessings. Yet, man in his total wickedness rejected that faith from God. They didn't want to believe in God. They wanted to do their own things. Number two, God is totally gracious. All right? God extends his grace through faith. It was there for everybody. Even thousands of people could have faith in God at that time, but they chose not to. Even hundreds, even tens of people, even one with Noah could have chosen to have faith in God, but they chose not to have faith in God. Only one man had faith in God, and that was Noah. Every other person on the planet Earth in that civilization, they trampled on the goodness of God. So let me pause here and let me just let you know. God has given you all goodness. God has given you all grace. God has blessed you with all things. Don't trample on the goodness of God. The world was perfect as created initially, pre-flood. Grace of God was evident and abundant, yet man rejected the grace of God. Number two, very quickly, faith in God's revealed word. Genesis 6 and verse 9, we read the words, "These are the generations of Noah." And it stops there. It doesn't give the generations of Noah, but it introduces them, okay? So let's go back to Genesis 5, we will see the generations of Noah. And we will understand where Noah found the revealed word of God so that he can have faith in God. The Bible reads Genesis 5 verse 1. This is the book of the generations of who? Adam. Adam. Who is Adam? The first man that God put all his in. The first man that God with his hands created. And the first man that walked with God. The first man that heard God's revealed word. That man was the ancestor of Noah. And so, that word of God passed down from generations to generations to generation. Man had that word. Man had the choice to believe in God. But none of them chose. Until all those that were righteous died out, Noah was the only one available who chose and had faith in God. Something very interesting that we can see this morning is, we all know, the Bible tells us that Adam died when he was 930 years old, okay? We know that. All right. Now, Adam was 130 years old when Seth was born, okay? And Adam was 235 years old when Enosh, his grandson, was born. Adam was 325 years old when Kenan, his great-grandson, was born. All right? So let's go GSS, okay? Adam was 395 years old when Mahalil, his GGGS, was born. Okay? Adam was 460 years old when Jared was born. Adam was 622 years old when Enoch was born. Adam was 687 years old when Noah's grandfather, Methuselah, was born. Don't forget, Adam is still alive. He's still living. Adam was 874 years old when Lamech was born, Adam's, Noah's father. So Adam was still alive when Noah's dad was there. Now, do you see that? The first man who talked with God, the first man who had a privilege with God, the first man who stood with God, the first man who walked with God in the cool of the day was alive and spreading the word of God, revealing God's word to Noah's grandfather and Noah's father. Noah was born when Adam died 126 years later. That's when his father, Lamech, was 56 years old. Now, these are all to bring to this point that the faith in God's revealed word is what made Noah have faith in God. The God who had created all things, the God who had created all things, Noah had faith because he believed in the revealed word of God. God revealed his will, God revealed his ways, and God revealed his word to Adam. Adam walked with God in the cool of a day. Noah walked with God, Genesis 5:24. Enoch walked with God, Genesis 5:24. And Noah walked with God, Genesis 6, verse 9. This is how Paul puts it in the New Testament. Paul puts it this way. Romans 10, verse 17, Paul says, so then, faith, it comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. To put it in a shorter way, Paul is saying, faith comes by the word of God. Faith doesn't come in any other way. The faith that pleases God doesn't come from us. It comes from God's revealed word. Faith comes by the word of God. The only faith that God accepts is the faith that he provides. Now, very quickly, we go to the last point. Faith displayed in life. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, in the second part. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Three things here. Noah was a just man. He was righteous. He was honest. He was just in his dealings. He was forthright. Noah was a perfect man. He was upright. He was sincere. He had integrity. He was truthful. He was without reproach. Noah walked with God. He had fellowship with God. He had relationship with God. He had rest in God. He had peace in God. He had joy in God. These are the manifestations of faith in God by his revealed word. These things that Bible talks about Noah, that he was a just man and he was a perfect man, he walked with God, it shows me a picture of something that Paul was talking to Timothy and Titus about. So I thought I'll just throw this on. It reminds me of the qualifications of a pastor, all right? And let's just go and have a look at the scriptures. These are the same things that God saw in Noah. Same things that God saw in Noah. It's 1 Timothy 3, verse 2 to 7. A bishop then must be blameless, husband of one wife. In a husband, blow plenty merry. In a polygamous or whatever. God said, Noah, the bishop must be the husband of one wife. Noah had how many wives? One wife. Why did God destroy the earth? Because man had so many wives. God destroyed this earth. That was one of the reasons. He must be blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, up to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, not greedy, not of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rules his house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Let's look at Titus 1, verse 6 and 9. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, there it goes again, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon to be angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but lovers of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, holy, just, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. I just think that these are the qualifications. These are what God saw in Noah. That God said, this is the one. Noah had faith. And Noah had faith. His faith was the faith that God had given him. Now, in conclusion, and in closing, we have seen that this faith comes from God. Let us see some scriptures about this. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 18. Romans 1, verse 16 and 18, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Where? From where? From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by the faith that God gives him. So the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is the faith of the Son of God. It is the faith of God that God has pleasure in. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13 on the last scripture this morning. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible reads, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That which Noah experienced in the Old Testament is revealed to us in Christ Jesus. The faith of God. So the only reason why God can allow you to enter in his kingdom is if you have the faith that he has provided. And the faith is in Jesus Christ. The faith of God is in Christ. Now, the faith that pleases God comes from God. Do you have that faith? Do you have that faith this morning? What can we draw from this morning as believers in this time? As believers in this time, the only thing that we can draw here in this message is that our walk, our relationship with God, our life in front of all can and will be pleasing to God if we walk in the faith that he has provided. Let us allow him, let us walk in that faith. Let us pray. Every head's bowed and every eye closed. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege that we have to hear your word this morning. Lord, thank you for the lessons drawn this morning from Noah's life. Lord, help us as we look forward to drawing more lessons from Noah's life. And those that have not trusted in you, Lord, may they trust in you. May they have faith in you. Because the faith that you honor and the faith that pleases you comes from you and not from our own doing and not from our faith. And Lord, we trust you this morning that we will allow you to help us, to grow us in the faith. In your name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you, church.